Petersfield Community Radio.
I'm here with Councillor Rob McCatter to discuss the plans for Petersfield's traffic restrictions. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Claire.
So can you tell us, please, what's been agreed?
There's two separate things that have been agreed by different parts of the local government. Hampshire County Council has agreed as part of the COVID-19 restrictions to put in place some safety measures for Central Petersfield. The main features of that are a restriction on access through the centre of the High Street. It'll be closed off between HSBC and Lloyds. There'll be a barrier in place which will only be accessible by either buses or by cyclists. There's also parking suspensions on several streets which are designed to allow social distancing, to allow people to pass by each other without worrying about going into where the cars are parking and where there's traffic. The streets affected are the Square, the High Street, Swan Street and Laddon Street. So we're taking away 54 parking spaces, and it's all designed to enable people to go about their lives in Petersfield as before. Separately to that, the District Council, which is responsible for the car parks, has made the decision to temporarily change the parking regime in its smallest car park, Castle Yard, just off Swan Street, whereby there will be now free parking for an hour for people who use that car park. The 48 spaces in Castle Yard, the 54 spaces that have been taken away. It more or less nets out. So people who want to use free parking in Petersfield can either use the existing space, and don't forget there's lots of other 30-minute parking spaces on streets like Charles Street, on Windsor Road, or they're slightly further away, or they can use Castle Yard, and they can park now for an hour, whereas previously they parked for half an hour. This was done in consultation with a lot of the local retailers. There's a WhatsApp group which is organised by Stephen Watts, whose wife runs So Creative. The HCC officers and myself had a series of Zoom calls and then a series of email conversations with the retailers about what would work for them, trying to find an acceptable compromise to enable safety and help them with their trading as well. And this is the compromise that was reached. So the County Council made one set of decisions, formally announced yesterday. The District Council made the other decisions, also formally decided yesterday. So it's, the timing wasn't quite coordinated, but actually the announcements and will be coming in place over the next few days. So it looks like that's one decision rather than two separate decisions.
So what times during the day will the restrictions be in place?
The current plan, the current organisation is their 24 hours a day restrictions. That they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That is what they're restricted for. That can change. If it's seen to be that that's not working, that actually they don't need to be there in the evenings, they don't need to be there weekends, it's flexible. The current organisation is there 24 hours a day. Clearly, it's not a lot of people in Petersfield at 2 o'clock in the morning who are going to park outside the shops on the High Street. But the point is still there, that they have been suspended full-time.
And how about the disabled parking spaces?
Yeah, there's been no change to either the taxi stands or the disabled bays, and they're exactly the same as was before. It was felt that clearly we have quite a large group of residents and visitors who are disabled, who have blue badges, and we want to make their lives as easy as possible. So the existing disabled bays are being kept, the existing taxi stands, again, often used by people who are less able to walk or people taking shopping home, that again is unchanged. So those facilities are exactly the same now as they were last week, as they were several months ago. That hasn't changed at all.
And what were the key discussion points?
The key issue was safety. That was the thought of how do we enable residents and visitors who have been shielding, who have been nervous about going about into the town, about enabling them to go back to going into the town in a way they're going to feel safe. The expectation is a lot of the residents, even if the government advises a metre plus, that a larger number, particularly of elderly residents or more elderly residents who have been shielding for the last few weeks, are going to be quite nervous about going back to the town. And therefore trying to give them space on the pavements, actually to widen the pavements with cones to allow them to go around queues of people. If you've been in Petersfield for the last few weeks, you'll have seen there have been queues outside the banks, there have been queues at the long queue outside Waitrose, which is clearly marked, there have been quite long queues outside Boots. Anecdotally, I've been told the queues outside Boots have been quite lengthy on some days. I haven't seen that myself, but people have told me of that. So it's designed to allow the people of Petersfield and the visitors of Petersfield to go into our shops in as safe a manner as they can. And they're very much designed to be temporary measures. There's no plan for this to be anything other than in place while the COVID-19 restrictions are in place.
You mentioned Steve Watts there. So how much consultation and input did you have from the Petersfield Traders Group?
It's worth pointing out that there was no Petersfield Retailers Association, currently operating. Steve Watts explained to me he'd set up a WhatsApp group for the independent retailers just to share their experiences, to find out what each other was doing. And he and I have been corresponding about the Men's Shed, which I was trying to help him with, which he's trying to set up. He still asked me about this, and I said, if you can organise a group of retailers, I, as the County Council, would be very keen to hear their views and reflect those back to the officers who are putting in place the plans for the town. So we organised a Zoom call 2 weeks ago, and I've exchanged numerous emails with him since then. As the plans came forward, they were shared with the Town Council, and a very supportive letter and email from Neil Hitch, the Town Clerk, who's clearly part of the process. It went out to all the District Councillors, it went out to both the County Councillors, it went out to Peaceful Society, it went out to this retail group. There was a lot of consultation, just trying to take the views. So we want to make sure that the representatives of the people of Peacefield are aware of what's going on, that issues were raised, that we tried to tackle as many problems as we could before it was implemented, rather than being faced with a barrage of you should have thought of A, B and C afterwards. We want to try and do as much of that as we could beforehand. So there was a great deal of consultation, and clearly there could have been more. If there had been a retailers group representing all the retailers, that would have helped, but we don't have such a thing. So we used the resources we had and the time available to consult pretty widely with those who we thought would be able to help inform the decision.
So when would the plan be implemented?
I'm hoping that the bulk of it's going to be implemented today. The expectation is that HCC will put in place the restriction on the High Street on sometime today. The restrictions on the parking bays have already happened. That's quite straightforward. You put out the cones, that has happened. The issue is that Hampshire County Council has got 15 or 20 of these schemes. They're trying to implement them all more or less the same time scale, and therefore there's a restriction on the resources of the County Council to go out and put in place these schemes. My view is Peacefield is very lucky to be in that group of towns where we're doing something, and certainly the Town Development Committee of the Town Council has been pushing for change, not these changes, these are new and these are specific to the COVID-19, but pushing for a whole set of measures about traffic movements, about car parks in Peacefield for a number of years. And therefore we're all pushing the County Council, and obviously the County Council, I'm one of the voices saying that, to try and implement some different traffic schemes in Peacefield. And therefore we're very pleased that we're towards the front of that queue about actually trying to do things for the residents of Peacefield, trying to improve their lives by making Peacefield a safe place in which to shop. Clearly, and I'm very aware there are residents who feel that parking outside the shops is crucial to their economic well-being. Equally, there are residents who feel that having the streets with less cars on them are crucial to their safety going out to go shopping. I fully understand the two different views, and I've had lots of emails from residents who are quite angry about the measures, and lots of residents who are extremely pleased with the measures. There's a divide in the town, I fully accept that. And when you look at the consultation the Hampshire County Council has done, they've got a very good consultation about COVID-19 travel plans. It's Hampshire-wide. We've got lots of comments about Peacefield, about the different parts of the town that need to be improved in different ways. Very, very detailed. The overwhelming majority of those comments are positive to what we've done. So the HCC consultation about what we should do, we the County Council should do, has got lots of very positive feedback from the residents, and we encourage anyone listening to this, go online, go onto the Hampshire County Council website. I can give you the email address, the website to look at as part of the transcript, to go on there and give your views on what you think the council should do to improve the streets, the crossings in Peacefield. It's incredibly useful to have that evidence.
Yes, I was going to ask you actually, how has the Hampshire County Council's survey influenced the decision?
I'm very pleased that HCC has got the open streets consultation going on. Personally, I'm a very strong advocate of encouraging our residents and our visitors to use sustainable transport if they can. I'm very keen on encouraging people to walk, encouraging people to cycle. Delighted to see the number of people going onto the heath and walking as part of the COVID-19 process. And obviously, we wouldn't choose to be ideal circumstances, but delighted to see people taking more of an interest in their health. That's a long-term trend. So the more evidence Hampshire County Council is able to gather via measures like that means they can inform choices they make about how taxpayers' money is spent to actually improve the road networks for people who are walking around, people who are cycling around, for not people who are necessarily going to spend all day in their cars. It's just trying to increase the responsiveness of the system to the demands and needs of the residents.
And how do you plan to gauge the public's reaction?
That's a really important question. We're going to do it in several different ways, one of which is feedback to Hampshire County Council, to the website, feedback on the COVID-19 map, feedback to people like myself and Russell O'Connor and my fellow county councillor, feedback to the district councillors, feedback to the town councillors. We're trying to collate all of that. There's a very active cooperation in Peterfield between the different levels of local government. We have continual correspondence and discussions between ourselves about what we're doing for the residents. And it's a really good example of the way the local government actually coordinates and works together. We are very aware of the strength of feeling of people on both sides of this discussion. And we're going to, if there's an overwhelming sense that we could do more in certain ways to enlarge the restrictions, reduce the restrictions, change the times, to do other features, these are temporary measures which are designed to be flexible.
So what would you say to people who believe this is the first step towards pedestrianisation of the town?
They're wrong. I don't mean to be facetious. Yeah. There is no plans to pedestrianise Peterfield at all that I've ever seen. Even the Peterfield Neighbourhood Plan talks about a shared space. That's some way off. There's no plans to pedestrianise any of the main streets. There is a plan, and this is clearly a part of that, to try and put the cars into the car parks, to move some of the traffic off the roads into the car parks. I've been delighted when I've been in Peterfield in the last few months to see 8, 9, 10-year-olds cycling on the high street. I think that's to be encouraged. I didn't see that previously very often because it was full of cars. I think the more we can do to encourage the cars to go in certain places and for traffic to slow down, the more we're going to enable everyone, not just people who are cycling for leisure pursuits, but people to use cycling and walking as part of their daily lives. And the other feature that the district council has put together what's called a local cycling and walking infrastructure plan, and that's designed to try and think about making our towns and our villages, the connection between them, easier to access without necessarily using a car. We wish we had a situation where we had better public transport. We are where we are. That's a long-term goal. If you live out where I do in East Meon, the bus service in East Meon it's regular, but it's not particularly accessible. And there's an issue clearly with COVID-19. People may choose not to go back on the buses again. So we've got to be aware that for the bulk of our residents and our visitors, the car is their main form of transport. And we've got to be well aware of that, but at the same time, try and encourage cars to get slowed down, to go in certain places, not in other places.
So will cars be allowed to stop and pick up heavy goods on the High Street or Levant Street? Is that still going to be allowed?
That is still allowed.
And how long will this last? I mean, I know we've discussed that the 2 metre rule is being reduced to 1 metre plus.
To be absolutely clear, these are temporary measures. The signs say they're in place for up to a year. That is a legal requirement about how long they could last. There is no expectation they're going to be in place for a year. If we knew how long the COVID-19 restrictions are going to be in place, we would be able to give a precise time and date on how temporary these are. I think a realistic expectation is they're going to be there for months, not weeks. But it all depends what happens with the COVID-19 developments and what the government tells local government it has to and should do.
So what do you expect to learn from this exercise?
I expect several things. One, I hope that people come back to Peterfield and can shop safely. I hope we don't have incidents whereby there is incidents whereby people walking out in the street walk out into the cars. And if we end up in the period of time that we haven't had an accident like that in Peterfield, I'd be extremely pleased. That's one thing. We don't learn it, but that's one of the goals. This is about safety. People are going to social distance, and the council is concerned that people may walk out to avoid other people without necessarily thinking there are cars in the roads. So that's a concern. I think we will also learn about what the population thinks of changing what they've been used to, of changing where they park, of changing their driving habits. The fact you can't drive up and down the high street anymore is quite a big change for Peterfield. So we're going to learn the reaction to that. The district is also going to learn quite how busy a 1 hour free parking is. They're also going to learn how many of our residents actually park for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or for an hour. The ticket machines give you lots of information. So if you've only got so many one-hour slots in a day and you're selling more tickets than that, well, quite clearly there's bigger than that turnover. So that's the information that's going to come out of this. And all of what the district and the county does is fed by as much evidence as we can gather. The more evidence we have about behaviour, about what people think, the easier it is to actually put into place measures that are going to be supported and actually work for the residents.
So potentially what's being implemented now, we could possibly see being extended into the future.
That's not the intention. The intention, this is temporary. Mm. It's going to be there for a limited period of time, then something else starts. Yeah. Do I think Peaceville in 10 years' time is going to look the same way as it does today? Probably not. I think things will be changing. Do I think it's going to change in a short time of that? I generally don't know. There is no intention to make these temporary measures anything other than temporary. The Peaceful Town Development Committee is working on a whole set of issues, which to me the most important issues is a whole set of crossings about where you can safely cross the road network of Peaceful. That's all tied up with traffic movement. Clearly what we're talking about here with these temporary changes, the high street being no longer throughway, is a traffic movement. So there's going to be changes to traffic movement patterns over the next 2 to 3 years in Peaceful. Hopefully that's going to involve a number of crossings. Hopefully that's going to involve potentially different access to different car parks. All of that's summarised in the neighbourhood plan, and there's lots of people on the local councillors group working towards achieving that. These measures came at a fortuitous time, but they're very separate to those plans for what we're trying to do longer term for the free movement of people and cars around the town.
Councillor Rob McCatter, it's been great to talk to you about this. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to
me. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Hugh Bonneville, and if you want to keep in touch with everything that's happening in and around Petersfield, the team at Petersfield Community Radio is here to help. The Daily Morning Report is full of essential local information, and the P-Pod brings you personalities and real human stories every week. Find them all at petersfieldradio.uk.